Why did I start producing? Out of necessity. I was a writer, man. I was writing all the time, books and books of rhymes. And I didn't know anybody who made beats like that. Like nobody, I didn't have a friend who just had beats and were giving it away. You know what I'm saying? I knew maybe 2-3 producers and I was just writing. I'm writing off for instrumentals from like, maxi singles and stuff like that. You're right over anything really, but I always had stacks of rhymes, but I never had beats for it, any of them. And the people I knew who produced, they was producing for themselves, they MCs themselves, so you know, they making beats for themselves, not necessarily gonna hook you up with a beat, you know what I'm saying? It was maybe a leftover, something. Like I was so thirsty, man. Give me the leftovers. I'm trying to lay these vocals down on something. It could just be a drum, like just drums, and that'd be dope enough for me. I need to lay these vocals down over something. I was like, I ain't gonna rely on these cats. I ain't gonna wait for them to be like, oh, you got a rhyme for this beat? Nah, I'ma just cop what I can. I ain't got a lot of money, but I'ma cop what I can and make the best of the situation. So I copied a Casio keyboard. It was basic. Like it was probably like $100-something. And that was like stretching my budget. And this Casio keyboard had, it would allow you to save 4 banks. So you can play something and then overlay it up to 4 times, but they had no looping capabilities, so whatever you play need to be long enough to make a proper beat, and then you just overlay, so you couldn't make a mistake. You make a mistake, you gotta start all over. So I would start with a drum, kick, snare, and then I might have tried to do kick, snare, hi-hat all at the same time, but that's tricky for me. I don't play the piano, so it was all a learning curve. I probably did a kick snare for like 3 minutes or so. I think the Casio keyboard had like a counter, so I knew how many bars I can record it up to, so like 87 bars. So I would do it, might have done the hi-hat on the second bank, melody of some sort on the third bank, maybe a bass line, maybe just some underlining sounds behind the melody. Like these beats were really low budget, but you know, it was coming from my brain for the rhyme that I wrote, so it fit for what I was trying to do. Along with this Casio keyboard, I bought myself a karaoke machine so I could record. So what I would do is I make the beat on the piano. It took forever to make one beat. I had a lot of practice, that's for sure. So I'm pretty sure the first couple of beats I made were super garbage, and probably the last couple of beats I made on that Casio would—they probably sounded a little better. Nothing professional, nothing that you're gonna go to the studio and put out a bang. But it served a purpose as a writer. It gave me some direction. I would connect the keyboard to one of the mic inputs of the karaoke machine, because they had 2 mic inputs. I would record it on a cassette, and then I would have another cassette, and it had 2 tape decks on it, so I would play it on 1 tape deck and record my vocals on the second tape deck while it's playing. So it was a crazy ass setup. I'm sure it sounded like garbage, like everything, probably everything sounded like garbage, but it helped me get my music out, get it out of my head onto something I could listen to and get better at everything.